USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ethiopia's House of People's Representatives has declared Monday a national day of mourning for all 157 victims of an Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed shortly after takeoff from Addis Ababa Airport. The BBC's Larry Madowo says they were headed for Nairobi.
There is this United Nations Environment Conference opening in Nairobi tomorrow, and later this week, the One Planet Summit that will be attended by, among others, French President Emmanuel Macron. So there's a lot of people coming into the city at this point, and that explains why the scale of this tragedy is so international. We're talking about people from places like 18 in Canada, 32 Kenyans, 9 Ethiopians, people from Togo and Slovakia and Sweden and France and Italy.
There's still no apparent cause of the crash. People are raising questions about the safety of the Boeing 737 MAX 8. The same model also crashed in Indonesia in October. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Administration officials say President Trump will ask for more than $8 billion in his new budget to build the U.S.-Mexico border wall. That will set up another showdown with Congress, which has resisted giving him more money for his signature campaign promise. An earlier fight over border wall funding led to a 35-day partial government shutdown. It was the longest in U.S. history. On 60 Minutes, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell tells CBS's Scott Pelley the American economy is still in great shape.
We think that the outlook is a favorable one. Inflation is muted, and our policy rate, we think, is in an appropriate place. So what we've said is that we would be patient.
What does patient mean?
Patient means that we don't feel any hurry to change our interest rate policy.
Wall Street had been worried the Fed would raise rates too fast, which might send the economy into a loop. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
National Security Advisor John Bolton downplays reports of renewed missile base activity in North Korea. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Experts have said that recent commercial satellite images suggest that North Korea is preparing to launch a missile soon at a facility on the outskirts of Pyongyang that it was dismantling but now seems to be rebuilding. Bolton says,
I'd rather not get into the specifics on that. The United States government, I'll just put it this way, expends a lot of resources and effort so we don't have to rely on commercial satellite imagery.
Bolton spoke on ABC's This Week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new jobs report is out, and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the unemployment rate has declined to 3.8% last month. With more, here's John Clemens.
That decline of 0.2 percentage points last month reflects a rate of 3.8% during February, meaning a decrease of 300,000 workers to 6.2 million. Eleni Karageorge of the Labor Department tells us about the different sectors of the economy.
Employment in professional and business services, healthcare, and wholesale trade continued to trend up while construction employment decreased. Over the year, average hourly earnings rose 3.4%, the largest increase since April 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.